Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Chumas of Ein Ches, and we are starting about the fifth line with a quote from the Mishnah and Ikur Te'inim V'chulu, and in the Vilna source of Daf, it's a Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way into the Amud. And today's office is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So where I told us Amar Vidu Bar Pazi, Vidu Bar Pazi says Mantan Nikurin, who's the Manta Amar of our Mishnah, rules that Nikurin, holes found in fruits and melons and things like that, are suspected to be made by snakes, and they might have left their poison in there, and therefore it's usher to eat them. Rabbi Gamliel, it's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says Afanachash Shuhu Meki. A nachash also is meki. He spits out or lets out. Now, what's this referring to? So we know the mechatas, the water for the paraduma, is pusul if an animal or bird drinks from it, because it generally spit back some water they're drinking, which will be mixed with saliva, and that pusuls the mechatas. Now, Rabbi Gamliel pusuls even if a snake drinks from it, because of the same chashash. Whereas a chamim hold that it's highly unusual for a snake to be meki, spit into what he's drinking from, and therefore the mechatas isn't pusul. So it clearly seems that this din of our Mishnah of Nikur, that if we find a hole in a melon or a fruit or something like that, then we suspect that a snake took a bite and left some of its poison there, or for the matter when we're talking about mashkim, liquids that were gilui, that were left open, that there's some snake poison in there as well, that's only shittas from a Gamliel, because a chum don't suspect that a snake did this. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma echblan mitzvahs gabi nikurim? What are you comparing this din of mitzvahs, namely the mitzvah of mechatas of paraduma, with this din of nikurim? Like Antani wasn't a top of hair shenabraisa, rod siper nekeres beteena, if we see a bird making a hole in a teena and a fig, va'achbar bavatiach, or a mouse in a melon, hareza usser, it's still usser, because on Yomer I say, makam haneker achlu, that they ate from a place that already had a hole made by a snake. In other words, when we're talking about danger, sakana, the line goes chamir sakanta meyisura. They're much more chamer when it comes to sakana than with an isser. When we're dealing with a technical isser of whether or not there's something else mixed into this mechatas, okay, so we have this machlokes from Gamliel and Chachamim, whether or not there's saliva mixed into this water. But when we're dealing with danger that there might be poison in here, everyone would agree that it's aser. Now we skip the next two lines from Ra'am Rav Ba until Lagabi Nikurin, and we pick up with a question, Ul Inyan Trefa, what about in regards to a Trefa? Ma'am Rav Ba B'shem Rabban and Taman, Rav Ba says the name of the Rabban over there, which is the Rabban of Bavel. Let's say he shachted an animal and wolves ran away with its insides. And then later on, we found the insides and they have a hole in them. Ksheira, the animal is still kosher, and we don't have to be kosher that it was a trefa and that the hole was always there. Shechaskas b'nei me'ayim kosher, because the chazaka is the b'nei me'ayim, the intestines, they're kosher and they don't have holes in them. However, we really should suspect to say that really there was a hole in it and this animal is really also because of a trefa. And when the wolves bit the intestines and ran away with them, they put their teeth on the place that actually had the hole already, and we should be machmir. However, we don't say that. We say the chazak of b'nei kosher, that the chazak of b'nei me'ayim of intestines of an animal are kosher and that they don't have a hole. Now, over here you're saying this, meaning over here we're saying the exact opposite. The Braisa in our Mishnah as well says that if we see a bird or a mouse making a hole in some food, we have to be chashi that a snake had actually made a hole over there before and that there's poison there. Why don't we say that by the wolves? Once again, the answer is, ayin chazak on based on top, chaymer hubis akarnas nefashos, we're much more machmir when we're dealing with akarnas nefashos. V'yardu v'nikurin k'ram gamliel, and that means in the case of Nikurin of our Mishnah, and not only Nikurin, also when we're dealing with just Gilui regular, meaning liquids that are left out in the open, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Gamliel that we have to be Machmir because we're dealing with Sakanas Nefashais. The Gemara continues, Tani, we have a Braiser, Belezer, Omer Belezer says, Oichel Adam Te'inu Vanovim Belaila, a person is allowed to eat figs and grapes at night, and he doesn't have to suspect that there's a hole in them, and the reason why is Shemar, because the Pasuk says, Shemar Psayim Hashem. Hashem guards the foolish or the simple, and there's nothing he could do about it. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yonah says, B'shem Rav, Dog Nikur Aser. If we have a fish that has a hole in it, it's Aser, because we suspect that a snake took a bite out of it and the poison spread throughout the fish. Now Chizkia says the name of Rav Tavi, who says B'shem Rav, Dog Nikur Chai Aser. If this fish that had a hole in it was alive, so it's Aser, because the poison spread throughout. And by the same token, Umaliach, also if it's salted, Alidei Malicha Mischalchal. Because of the salt, the poison is also going to spread throughout the fish. However, Mace, if the fish is dead and there's a hole in it, so Naitel Makamai Neker, all you have to do is remove the place where the hole is and you can eat the rest of the fish, because a regular fish, which is dead and not salted, won't cause the poison to spread throughout. And Rav Yaakov Rachel says, a melon that got a hole in it, that the insides of the melon got all mushy and got ruined, usher, it's usher to eat, because we assume that happened because of the poison. And we have a story about this. There was a fellow that was carrying a melafafin, which is some sort of gourd that had a hole in it, and he fed it to 10 different people, and they all died. In some of this poison dripped on him, and it cut off his leg. It was such powerful poison. Now we're going to bring two stories that are similar to each other, the second one having to do with a snake. There was a fellow who hated sheep meat. Chadzman, one time, he was eating sheep meat. Avar Chad, a person passed by him, and told him, that he's eating sheep meat. This kalas, and he became disgusted, and he died because he was so disgusted. Another story, Chamar Shren Bupundakaya, there were donkey drivers that were staying at an inn. Amrin Loin, they asked the innkeeper, Havu Loin Tloifchen, please bring us some lentils. V'yavon, and they brought them. Amrin Loin, they told them, Havu Loin Tinon, bring us more. V'yavon, and they brought them more lentils. Amrin Loin, then they told the innkeeper, Kadmai Havin Tavin Minig Lane. The first ones you brought us were much better than these. So Amr Loin, the innkeeper, told them, Shazarti dechivi ashukhan bahain, we found the spinal column of a snake inside those original ones, and maybe that's why they were so tasty. Iskal asun umison, and they became disgusted and they died because of this. Now the Gemara is about to conclude this whole sugya of giloi and the suspicion that a snake drank from something, and therefore we end off on a positive note. Ksiv the pasuk says, Bertzois Hashem darkei ish, when Hashem favors a man's ways, gam oivav yashlam itoi, even his enemies will make peace with him, meaning even his enemies are going to help him out. And Rav Meir says, Zakalev, this is referring to a dog, whereas Rav Shimon Levi says, Zanachash, this is referring to a snake. And we have stories that illustrate this. Raya chelbun chalav, there were shepherds that were milking milk out in the field, meaning they were milking their animals, v'asa chivya v'achalmine, and a snake came and ate from some of this milk, v'ava kalav mistakobe, and there was a dog watching this, and karasun yechlun, when the shepherds came to drink from the milk, mishri navach behind, the dog started barking at them to warn them, v'leis b'nonun, and they didn't understand what the dog wanted, and b'saifa achalumis, at the end, the dog himself quickly drank the milk before they did, and he died. So we see that even though a dog, which is sometimes man's enemy, will be mashlam with him, will make peace with him, or protect him, when Hashem deems it necessary. And now a story about a snake. There was a fellow who was working with garlic, and he crushed it in his house, which means he made a crushed garlic dish in his house. And a snake from the mountain came and ate from his garlic. And the house snake was looking at this mountain snake. And also, the people of the house wanted to eat from his garlic, and the house snake started throwing dirt at them to warn them not to eat from it. They just didn't understand what it wanted. And eventually, this house snake threw itself into the garlic in order to warn them not to eat from it. And one last story about a dog. Chad Barnash, there was a fellow, Zaman Chad Rabban, he invited a rabbi, a Rav, to his house, and he sat his dog next to the rabbi. And I'm related to the Rav asked him, what am I chayv, a degradation to you, that you embarrass me by sticking your dog next to me? So I'm related, told him, Rebbe, no, you're not understanding. I'm repaying the dog. I'm doing something good for him. Why? What happened? Shavian on Lakarta. Marauders or abductors came into the city. All Khadminhoin bomb mints of Itasi. One of them came into my house and he wanted to violate my wife. Vachal Beitzov, and my dog ate his testicles. And because he saved this thing from happening to my wife, I want to honor him, and that's why I'm sitting him next to you. So please don't take any insult. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha, halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.